Right, again, you're listening to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. I'm Kevin, your host. True Wealth is brought to you by Coins Plus in Spokane. Coins Plus is your full-service rare coin and precious metals broker-dealer repository service. And what I'm saying is the impact of COVID has been extremely, extremely underrated, underviewed, underreported, and overly oppressive to businesses. Folks, if you wake up and take a look at what's really going on, you are sitting in a situation where the radical communist socialist Democrats, and there I eliminate everybody who probably leans that way, they have every force in their favor, every single force. They literally have the entire media propaganda machine on their side. They literally have the majority of the intelligence agencies. They have the corrupt Congress. You have Adam Schiff, who's like one of the grossest, sleaziest, slimiest guys I've ever seen in Congress, coming out denying all this Hunter Biden stuff. You've got media, CBS, coming out today, you know, spinning this rubbish about Hunter Biden. So here's an update. If you've been living in the mountains and you don't get any other information, Hunter Biden is the son of Joe Biden, and he is in a tad bit of trouble. But let me tell you about Washington, D.C. Nothing ever sticks. Everybody walks. You can do whatever you want. Bodies pile up. It doesn't matter. Shame on our system. Shame on our lack of integrity. Shame on our lack of ethics. It's disgusting. Hunter Biden has been out over the years, taken terribly serious advantage of people, companies, nations, countries, leaders, because his father is Joseph Biden. Well, guess what happens? You see things like in Ukraine when the prosecutor's pursuing his son. So he gets a bill for Ukraine for $1 billion. And then says, oh, by the way, at the last minute, if you don't stop pursuing my son for corruption, you will not get the $1 billion. He brags about it because he's so ignorant and so brazen and so arrogant. So you always have that whole concept. Is God real? Is God true? This is a Christian radio station. You listen to, you know, the Bible. Psalms 37, one of my favorite chapters of the Bible, talks about, you know, the wicked are going to see their day. God even says that he will deliver your enemy into your hands. I've seen this. But the real question is God true, real, right, and just? I believe he is. But there is this, you know, isn't it interesting? You get these different nationalities. And you have, you know, the yin-yang in China. The good versus the evil is, and so they accept it as the balance of the universe. Well, there's a lot of truth to that. Apparently, the way God set things up, evil coincides with good. I mean, it just seems to be that way. The more evil rises up, you look through history, biblical stories, the more good rises up. It's always, there's always this awkward counterbalance, okay? So this stuff seems to exist. But point being, everything that occurs on this earth, we're held accountable for. At either on an individual, a group, or national basis, whatever. Okay? So you have to have evil, apparently, to A, motivate us, and B, you know, get hold us accountable. I'm guessing. I mean, God doesn't really count on, doesn't tell us this. But if you watch human beings, and we've all lived this way, and I'm going to be honest, I've had some really great days too, and great years, and you do get comfortable. You get a little bit, you know, a little bit of strut in your walk, and you start thinking you're pretty good. We go through hardship and challenges when evil comes our way, if you want to call it that. We rise up and refine ourselves. So this, my friends, is probably one of those times, I think. We're looking at one of the most critical, and we've heard this, and I've had a couple people say, you know, they're all like that, every election. I hear this every election. To me, when I hear that, okay, I think you're a little out of touch. Because this, to me, seems like one of the most critical elections in the history of the United States of America. It is literally good versus evil. You have so many things, and people say, well, it all depends on what source you're getting your information from. Well, isn't that the truth? Didn't they call the devil the deceiver and the accuser? You're of your father, the devil, the deceiver who comes to steal and kill and destroy. So yeah, it does matter where you're getting your source of information. And what I was saying today earlier, some lady, what's her name, Koda Kova, on CBS, and I think Good Morning America, they come out with this thing where they're like, oh, well, there's this weird unverified report of Russian disinformation. So here the Democrats already have their narrative out there, folks. This is an election at the most powerful, significant time in the greatest free country in the history of the world. And we are being absolutely lied to. All this Russian disinformation stuff. Do you know there's a bunch of liberals out there that have been lied to by CNN that believe that Trump, they believe that all the Russian collusion and corruption accusations are absolutely true, but Trump just somehow slid by. He just got away. This is what they think. They're not using common sense. And one of the hardest things, if you look at, you know, sectors of society, if you look at the branch of society that believes in government and unions and all that kind of stuff, they don't seem to be connecting or clicking with what's really going on. They're just drinking up the Kool-Aid. And they're just going along, and they're, you know, and then you get kind of the capitalistic, all-American, hard-working mindset people, and they can see the difference. The Biden family and the Obamas and the Clintons, these people are entitled elites. They've taken over powerful, powerful slots in our government, and they're not about to give it up. And then you get Trump, okay? So here's what I was saying. You get the union-minded and the government-minded, all these people who are on the dole. All these kids sucking money for college. I mean, I'm telling you, I have seen it over and over. I have seen it recently with some relatives that are in college. And in a lot of college, a lot late in life. And all of a sudden, this liberal tint starts coming in. And why? Self-interest. They hear things like, your student loans will be free. Okay, let me tell you something. A, they won't be free. Forget it. Give it up. You're being lied to. B, if I'm wrong and they become free, it will be set up so that you, your degree is worth far, far less, and you will owe the government a debt, much like the GI Bill. How's the GI Bill work through the military? You give them time, they give you college, or vice versa. They give you college, you give them time. There's a price. Anything of value has to come at a price, folks. There's no question about it. Otherwise, it's worth nothing. You have to accept these economics. If you go through life, there's nothing free, nothing comfortable that way. God set it up that way. We've got to work hard and bust our tail. I can tell you, if you pray and you work hard, God honors that. But you got to prepare yourself. You have to be willing and aware and capable. People pray for things they can't handle. I've spent 30-plus years in the money world, if not more, money, and I've watched people, folks, there's only a fraction of a percent of people or whatever that are really good with their finances. The vast majority of people are very impulsive, very emotional, very incapable of understanding the big picture and looking at it. And they operate on emotion and justification. I have seen time and time again, people get windfall profits in their lives, inheritance and whatever, and then all of a sudden they're praying about something, right? And there's something they want, and they're going to go get it. And this is how God's going to make them rich. This is how God's going to redeem them. And, I mean, I had a guy here recently. He had some new connection. He literally believed that he was helping this old man out who had hundreds of millions of dollars. And he calls me. I'm like, dude. And he's like, yeah, but Kevin, I mean, you know, can you provide that much gold? I'm like, yeah, I can. But what you're dealing with is not coming to fruition. Oh, no, it is. It is. And I'm like, interesting. Okay, so where does this guy live? Well, he's up on the South Hill. Where at? Well, the Lower South Hill. Okay, what's his house worth? I don't know. A couple hundred grand. And what's he drive? Well, he's got this old Dodge. Okay, so you got a guy who's living in a couple hundred thousand dollar house. He's got an old Dodge and whatever else. And he's been worth $350 million all this time. Folks, I'm going to break your heart. That's pretty, that story's not too realistic. It's the same when people bring in estates. Estates are very interesting. For years, I was just intrigued. I'm that way. I have employees that just, you know, they just robotically do. They're not analyzing, thinking about it. I'm way overkill that way. I don't know why, okay? I look at things from multiple angles and directions, and I want to know. But the personalities in estates are horrendous. I mean, you've got the people that are super greedy, the ones that don't care, the ones that are controlling. I think one, you know, there's always the greed in there. You know, when you get the seven brothers and sisters or five or four, whatever it is, there's always the greed one. They're destructive. There's the ignorant one that doesn't want to know. They just got high fantasies and they don't want to know the truth. They don't want to look into things and find out what's true and right. You've got people that don't trust anybody. You've got people that in the states that they don't care. Just give me the money. And then they're going to get the money and they're going to go blow it on whatever. And, you know, you've got all these different personalities. But greed is something that is destructive, and it's not God. God doesn't endorse that. God loves stewardship. Why do you think the Bible says if you're faithful with little, you'll be given much? But listen to this. To him who much is given, much is required. With wisdom comes sorrow, Solomon says. But in Proverbs 8, I read last week, with wisdom comes riches and wealth and glory and honor. But it's heavy. The right wisdom from God comes with, riches from God comes with no sorrow, the Bible says. So that's why you don't chase a fantasy for money. You don't chase money around for the sake of it. You chase God. You pursue God. If you need wealth, ask, and you shall receive. Knock, and the door will be open. Seek, and you'll find, type thing. It's important to look into it that way, folks. I really, really think that you just have to have a comprehension of what's going on. Where am I going with all that? You have to be seeking the truth in this environment. You've got to rattle it out. It's not to be found in these third world reporting agencies. They're terrible. CNN, the things they're doing, you've heard it from me before. It's appalling to me. How about the thing where we have this minor censorship issue where Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and others refuse to carry the story of Hunter Biden's extraordinary corruption. This kid has been running around the world. Just here, a quick update. How'd this all start? Wise, intelligent Hunter Biden, son of wise, intelligent Joseph Biden. You watch this man? Well, if you have, he's not the brightest bulb. Seriously, folks, with all due respect, he's not the brightest bulb. I'm being very kind. He's dumber than a post. And he's a liar. And he says things that are ridiculous. The media, I think CBS or NBC, asks him about the Hunter Biden thing. And he goes, I'm not going to answer that question. That's just a smear campaign. And it's exactly the kind of question you always answer, he says. What? One of the most liberal news organizations in the U.S.? It's the question you always ask? You know? What? Well, it's just his shutdown program. The guy knows how to shut it down. How dumb are we? Folks, this man gets in office, you got crazy, nutty Kamala Harris coming. She's the most liberal voting senator in the history of, or in the current modern Senate. She's a radical nut job. We've got the AOC, Ilmar Ohab, whatever they are. I'm sorry these crazy names, but you got the squad, and all these crazy radical outliers running our country, setting policy. You've got Nancy Pelosi foaming at the mouth when she gets asked a question by Wolf Blitzer, who's her left-wing propaganda assistant, and she just roasts him for asking her a legitimate question about why won't you just approve this $1.8 trillion bailout, which is another whack of money. This COVID thing, Trump was saying either today or yesterday, he's like, the pandemic, he says, the pandemic. He goes, people are getting a little bit sick of this. They're getting sick of the pandemic. Well, he's right. You think it's coincidental? If you believe in something high and good, is it a coincidence that Trump caught COVID, bounced in and bounced out and was right back at it? And says, wow, that was interesting. That was insightful. That was enlightening. That was revealing. He kept saying this in separate sentences with this twinkle in his eye. Like, folks, we're being lied to. And then what do we get every day? Oh, cases have exploded today. They're going crazy. Well, guess what? Even Fauci said, and he is an absolute left-wing radical socialist plant who claims in Trump's commercials, one of them, he has quotes from Fauci saying they're doing a great job, they couldn't do more, everything's great. Fauci says it's taken out of context. It's taken out of context when they said, how do you think the Trump administration is doing with the COVID virus? And he said they're doing a great job, they couldn't do better. So Trump lays that out in a commercial, and he says, well, that's out of context. Well, why is it out of context? It's out of context because it doesn't fit the Democratic narrative. Fauci's like, oops, first I was trying to promote myself. Now I got to promote the Democratic Party, and I got to promote this old man who's struggling with dementia, who's probably going to be president. Folks, if you're on the left, that doesn't terrify you? Oh, yeah, Kevin. Anything but Trump. Anything but Trump. Why even stop with Biden? Why don't we get Pee Wee Herman or some, you know, who's crazy? Let's get someone nuts. Let's get Chavez. Let's resurrect Chavez from the grave, you know? Hey, Fidel Castro's still alive. Why don't you guys adopt him and bring him up? He knows at least how to implement all this stuff you guys want to do. Every socialist communist country has gone down the same road. The lies, the deception, the confusion, the radical coups, the overtaking, the censorship. Censorship. Key word. Let's talk about censorship. Here's the thing people don't realize. This is a little more complicated than people realize. Do you know that much of social media was originally funded with government-supplied taxpayer money? Now, not only does government do nothing to curtail their censorship, hear me out here, nothing. This is pathetic. Not only do they do nothing, but our government, listen close, continues to funnel billions and billions and billions of dollars into supporting various programs within Facebook and Google and Twitter. What? Yeah. We get special interest groups that say, you know, we are just not getting enough exposure, and we need better exposure, and we can't get the fundraising to get the exposure, and we need money from Congress, and guess what? Congress throws in some, a ton, because it's a pittance in, you know, all their legislation. So then they end up paying for all this advertising, if you will, on the exact online media organizations that are creating full throttle propaganda, corruption, bias into this nation. This stuff's serious stuff. So our government does nothing to curtail it, and they continue to give it this strong tailwind to fly by. Big tech is the word. Big tech. Bigger than big. When you have companies that make up legitimate sectors, portions, percentages of our entire GDP, like Google, bar the door. Big tech is a stealth takeover of our government via propaganda. Okay? This is big. Why so foolish? Youthfulness, you know? There's an old saying I don't necessarily agree with, and it says, if you're young and you're not liberal, you don't have a heart. If you're old and you're not conservative, you don't have a brain. Okay? Okay, that's a little bit foolish, is it? But this is the thought process. If you're young and you're not liberal, you don't have a heart, they say. Okay? Ignorance. Unless a child has been, quote, raised up in the way they should go, how are they going to know? Our children are raised in our school systems, and then they go to college and they get liberal. It's crazy to me. You get kids who are raised in Christian homes, and they will literally reject the moral foundation of their families. I always ask myself, I try with all my might to put myself in other shoes. I try to empathize. When I got out of college and I was in a scramble, I mean, I was on the accelerated life program, you know, married at 20, having kids, a wife struggling with, you know, health issues, working full time, going to school full time, taking 400 level math and physics, finally finishing, getting out, selling my total asset base, which was a Schwinn bike and a couple skis and probably boots and whatever, and moving out to Seattle, getting a job with some friends, and then, or getting a job, staying with friends, and then working until I get a job, right? And then eventually bringing my family out to the coast and going through all this kind of stuff. But I remember once I got into that environment, and it wasn't easy. I was struggling hard, and my wife was not well, and my family was a challenge. We were living in some extraordinarily difficult circumstances, to put it lightly. And there's no one to back us up, frankly. And at that, and I went through this time where I connected with people. And, you know, I was out having a beer now and then or whatever. And working in a banking environment and all this. And I fell prey to the backslidden side. I started to buy into the lies, the left-wing lies, young and a while ago. But the thing is, it's peer pressure. Interesting where the Bible says, do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals. If you're struggling with anything big, and I'm sure there's listeners out there struggling with some big stuff, probably some heavy drug stuff. I know there's a high percentage or a relatively reasonable percentage of people that even use meth and things like that that people don't know about. We always think of people with the scabs and all the crud going on, but, there's people that use it more recreationally initially, or I've met people that had long-term heroin habits and things like that, and they go try to get fixed or cured or, rehabilitated, and they go back to the same friends. The same friends drag them back down into the rut. Do not be deceived. Don't be fooled. Bad company corrupts good morals. You don't put yourself in the prevalence of people who are going to pull you down. Okay? This is what big tech does. There's this thing called confirmation bias. I've discussed it. You, me, as human beings, we're super susceptible to it. Until you get maybe old enough and solid enough to stand your ground, or maybe you never do. But if you never do, you might have a friend on earth, but you're not having a friend in Jesus. If you're not walking and getting stronger and standing on your own and loving God more, you're not doing good. So maybe that's kind of the, hey, if you're young and you're not liberal, you don't have a heart. Well, the problem is when you're young, you want to fit in so bad. When you're a teenager young, you're crazy, man. I mean, I remember just being nuts. I was so afraid I'd miss out when I was 13 with friends. And then, you know, later, 17, 18, 16, staying home was impossible. You go to college, you got to be involved. You can't miss out. I mean, sure, there were times I could have a peaceful Sunday or something, but in general, I wanted to be part of the group, the crowd. You get older, you want to do what's right and true, and hopefully, and that's the whole entire goal. So big tech is a stealth takeover. Stealth meaning undercover, hard to see. B-52 bomber, able to avoid radar. It's a stealth takeover of the propaganda machine. Now listen to this, that our government lusts after, our government desires, our government wants control of that bad boy. Our government wants this, and we've got deep state going on, deep state. I mean, deep state. Kaylin Johnson expresses this perfectly. When you have monopolistic tech corporations, which attract the bulk of online communication, coordinating with governments to censor speech, what you have is government censorship. Think about this. When you have a monopolistic, remember early in the century, the 20th century, we tried to shut down some monopolies. How's that working for you? And now we've got the Amazons and the Googles and all these crazies, man. These guys are huge. They're mega, mega, mega. You can't touch them. And, you know, what are they going to drag them before Congress, which they do to these guys like Mark Zuckerberg? All these guys that haven't seen the wrath of the powerful house get to get drug out there and intimidated. What's going on behind the scenes? Why does Google have a facility right there on Washington Square where they're shelling out $4.5 billion a year, which figures out to be like $23 or $27 million or more? It's actually more. To every potentially powerful yielding individual out there. That place is filthy rich. Obama walks away, filthy rich. Clinton's, you know, private. Folks, Clinton's go into this thing, zero net worth. As of a few years ago, 16 election, $300+ million in their foundation, $300+ million in private holdings. So really? They're such good business people. They just didn't know they were that good till they were in the White House. Now they're worth the of money they haven't blown and that we know of, they're worth $650 million. That's not too shabby. That's how big this is. Obama's tapping $100+ million. You got the George Soros probably pushing, you know, however many hundreds of billion. I mean, this is a crazy, dirty, nasty place. Big tech is taking it over. Why? Because they're run by youth. Unethical youth. Worldly youth. So one more time. When you have these megatropic, massive tech companies, Google, Facebook, you know, Twitter, these guys are huge. When you have these massive, massive, powerful corporations, what do they control? Speech. Holy moly. The First Amendment. You have these companies controlling our speech. And they are the conduits of the majority of communication. You can say online communication, but the majority of communication in general. Now, they're coordinating with these left-wing government agencies and individuals. And they're, folks, they are the arm of the Democratic Party. What has happened? Republicans are bad. Old men love capitalism, must be killed. You know, and then the liberals are like, such great people. We're all accepting and all encompassing. We're the real loving party. And then they literally get out, well, let's talk about Antifa and BLM. They get out weapons, Molotov cocktail. They bring bricks, big piles of bricks, to peaceful protests. That's interesting. It doesn't sound to me like they're too inert. So when you have these megacorps controlling speech and information, working with left-wing government radicals, you now have government censorship. So here's the thing. Trump wants to do something? No, Mr. Trump, because us crazy left-wing and Democrats, as long as we're benefiting, there's nothing we want to do about it, because we don't seek truth and justice. We seek self-edification or self-benefit. They put in, you remember the term, the nuclear option with, what was the crazy speaker of the House from Nevada? Harry Reid. We're going with the nuclear option. There's no filibuster. There's no nothing for when it comes to Supreme Court justice nomination, and they change it. And now Trump gets to use it to push through three Democrat nominees, or Democrat, I'm sorry, Supreme Court nominees. Folks, think about it. So what do they do? Hey, we got a great idea. The only way we can fight this is to lie. We got to lie about the Dem or about the Republicans. We got to lie about the candidate. We got to lie about the history of what's happened in the past. Here's how it works. President nominates, Senate confirms. Whenever they say, well, if you go back to this situation, the president didn't even do it because he was such a high man of integrity. Now, he didn't have the Senate in his hand, so he couldn't get a confirmation. Anything short of that is a flat-out lie. They're quoting stuff back from almost Abraham Lincoln's era, making it sound like it's totally not the case. The science, the history is exactly what I told you. Okay? What am I saying? Did you know Google is pushing the stories of Hunter Biden, Mr. I brought my laptop into a repair shop while I was drunk, yes, inebriated drunk, on film, left it there over 90 days, which is the time frame in which you lose control and possession of the item. The repair shop, after 90 days, is like, geez, this is weird. And they look into the thing because you got it to get a hold of somebody. And there's Hunter Biden smoking a crack pipe as an adult. And then they look a little deeper, not too deep, and they find other things that are very suspicious, to put it lightly. So they hand it over to the AG's office for the state of New York. Ends up in the hands of Rudy Giuliani. Oh, no, Rudy is a partisan. He could never be fair. Folks, I'm going to propose that a man of goodness seeking truth can be fair. Truth is truth. Then you get all these liberal media campaigns. Shut it down. Shut it down. Shut it down. We want Joe Biden Folks, what in the world is wrong with us? We don't want the truth. We don't want good. We don't want the best leader, but we hate Trump so bad, we're going to rattle that guy. We're going to kill him. He's terrible. 95% of people that have been foolish enough to answer polls that they're voting against him say it's because of his personality alone. They said 86% of respondents who opposed Trump couldn't even name one of his policies, one of his accomplishments. And then 79% of them listened to the top three liberal agencies or media sources, and you get the picture. It's hate Trump. Folks, I'm telling you right now, pride comes before a fall. We're going to see some meltdown in the future. And before I proceed, I want to say, no matter what happens in this election, I apologize, but I believe peace is not forthcoming. You remember when Trump ran and we're like, man, wouldn't it be crazy if that dude won? And then what happened? That dude won. And then what happened? Holy moly, it got crazy. Why'd it get crazy? Because it snapped the back of the corrupt system. Hillary Clinton had the depths of corruption. Obama, I mean, folks, false dossiers about false stories of corruption with other countries. You know, oh my goodness. And then you got spying on our own presidential campaign because of Russian collusion. And oh my goodness. If you just are like, yeah, politics as usual. Man, I don't know what you're thinking. You don't belong here. Do you love America? It should tick you off. I'm getting to the point, I used to say, you know, talk to your friends and be really diplomatic. Yeah, I still recommend that. But talk to your friends. Get your word. Stand your ground. We're being lied to. Get your facts straight. This supposed election takes place in a couple weeks, and so many people have already voted, which is exactly what the Dems have wanted. Pray for the silent majority. But, man, I don't trust the system. Have you seen the numbers of ballots that have been lost or shown up stolen and buried and all this stuff? It is unbelievable. It was like 50,000 here, 40,000 there, 50,000 here. They found 50,000 ballots. 50,000 ballots in a river. 50,000, folks. The media wants you to go, well, there were seven. Not according to the government. How about 53,000 ballots found in the trash? Oh, wait. Those were filled out for Trump. This is what's concerning Trump. How about thousands of overseas ballots from military officials, military personnel? Who do military people vote for now? Trump. These were found, cast aside, put away, thrown out. Thousands. Is that how we treat our military personnel? Are we in a country where our military, who serves this great president, will sit back and watch this nation stolen? This is the Cuba experiment. This is the Venezuela event. Prepare yourself. And quickly here, like I said, no matter what happens, things are going to get a little crazy, okay? If Trump gets in, the war ensues. Trump has been effective in artificially pumping up the market strictly through hyperinflation. My number one fault find with Trump, and I like the man a lot, number one fault find is he acts like there's no end in sight for spending. He's burying us in debt beyond anything fathomable. What does that do? It makes the cost of life go through the roof. Our consumer price index I've discussed recently. Exclusionary index. It does not include food, transportation, real estate, and energy costs in the major. There's little teeny bits and tittles of it, but not in the major. Okay, so when we get hyperinflation, and it's hyper, you go back, George Bush Jr., $2.4 trillion, till now, Trump, $31 trillion and counting. I like where usdebtclock.org, which I've recommended in the past, has edited. They don't show the cost. They don't show the debt per citizen now. They've changed the way they calculate. They're in on it too. Everyone's in on it. As they what? Perform the features and functions of the Weimar Republic, the greatest Keynesian economic crash, actually the only true application of Keynesian economics in a full throttle crash. That's happening here, but we hide it. Oh, propaganda. Good stuff. Socialism, communism. Folks, the concept, you know, of this, well, socialism just hasn't been implemented properly. The liberals are pro-abortion. Now we're at the point where they'll abort up to and including the day of delivery. Folks, pure, disgusting, heinous, hideous murder. No other way about it. God cries out for each and every one of these children that's torn away from us. This whole thing about it's my body, my choice, pro-choice. What about the child? You ever watch people who aren't having an abortion? Oh, pray for Mary and Tim. They're having such a hard time conceiving. Pray, pray, pray. Oh, great. Mary and Tim were able to conceive. They have a child. Pray that it comes to fruition. Now they're talking about Mary and Tim with a child, a family of three. Before the child's born, what do they call it? A child. Until somebody doesn't want it. Or they make the mistake of walking into Planned Parenthood that's been excessively funded by our government. And even though Trump tried to stop that, was unable, even with Project Veritas showing that they're selling baby parts, folks, true, 100%, not made up. I won't go into more detail. It's that bad. And then all of a sudden, it's just a mass. It's just a great big tumor of cells. But when we want it, it's a child. Really? Isn't that neat? How just your desire changes the existence of a human or not. Really? Let's go down like this. I'm kind of out of time, but we need to stop hoping for the, quote, government. Remember what the government is, folks. In general, the government is made up of people who are life support systems for a paycheck. Now, there's a few of you listening out there that work for the government, and you're like, wow, that's offensive. I'm sorry, but unless you've been in the private sector, and I've seen this over and over, It's different. When you have to make your own money, I have employees that have been with me 20 years that were with the government and did this and that. They don't get it. Where does money come from? They don't get it. It's always there. The river floweth. Why do these people fight school choice and charters? Because the union wants that money coming into the school. And what do they tell the teachers? You don't have enough money. You can't even buy pens. You can't buy pencils. And teachers are buying all this stuff out of their own pockets. Is that because there's not enough money? No way. Go back. Do the research. Do you know 73%? That's as of 4 or 5 years ago. 73% of taxpayer dollars is getting pushed through the union, paying huge salaries all the way up the ladder, paying all kinds of lobbying money and campaign finance stuff. It's not taking care of kids. Whenever they pass these levies, what is it for? The children. And then you get people I've known, superintendents of schools and stuff, saying, you know, Mr. So-and-so, the private entrepreneur in Spokane, he's anti-child because he put up a billboard that said, say no to this new tax levy. How do they work? Oh, we got a new levy. What's a levy? A levy is an increase in the percentage of real estate taxes paid. We got a new levy to cover, taxes, to cover children in the school system. 1 year, if you're lucky. And then it falls into the kitty, into the big pot. And then we need more. Taxes under socialist regime are insatiable. Private school funding is what works. If everybody has a financially vested interest and the schools are like, man, we got to shape up. These people are going to take their vouchers and go to this charter school. A charter school is a school that gets government stipends and funding as well as private. And they set their own standards and beliefs. And then we get this separation of church and state. You could never have a Christian-based operation school with charter funding and on and on and on and on and on. We're being taken over, folks. Hardcore, heavy duty. Department of Education, National Education Society Association came in the 70s. Ever since then, our ratings for children have tanked. The longer our kids go to school, the dumber they get. You go kindergarten, we're in the top 3 in every category. First grade, top 4. Third grade, top 7. Sixth grade. Now we're getting into the teens. And what I mean by that is if we're 13th in math, that means there are 12 nations globally that are better than us. What happens by the time we graduate from high school? I'll admit I haven't read a report on this for a number of years, but it was between the 23rd and 37th ranking in our performance. We became dumber the more we go to school. Is that a great system? Oh, no. You know why? We need more money. We need more taxes. We can't do it with what we got. Really? We're in the 23rd to 37th position. Do you know we have, hands down, bar none, multiples of 5.4 times to 17.7 times and up funding, and we are putting out the most ignorant children. But I'll tell you what, no offense here, folks, but they know how to put on a condom. True that. They know where to go to get an abortion. They know all the different transgender ratings or whatever you call them, categories. They know how to be politically correct. They know how to, they think they know how to downplay Christianity and root out dogmatism and all these things. These kids are learning that's terrible. This is a problem. Where does this end? You know where it ends. When does it end? God bless. Overdid that. Take care. Bye-bye. Well, I'll go ahead and wrap this up. Well, we'll wrap it up on Wednesday. Take care. God bless. Overdid it again. Bye-bye.